Let me tell you how to manage panic attacks really quick. All right, so everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
What you do, let me see, I gotta make sure I remember this right. And I actually have this. If you email me, I can send you the PDF of this. Okay, so give me that again. Okay, so under the eye, everybody? Oh, wait, let's play with it. All right, think of something that just gives you anxiety.
Life.
Well, you're okay, good. You're good. All right, everybody else that doesn't have regular anxiety, think of something that causes you anxiety and crank it up. All right? Think of anxiety. Crank it. Think of somebody asking where you were tonight and tell them what you did. Or I love when people come to private sessions with me and they're like, oh. Or they'll come and I'll say, how'd you end up with me? They've never heard of energy or anything, right? And I'm like, what are you doing here? And they'll be like, oh, somebody told me they couldn't explain it, but just to go, I'd feel better. So like, yeah. And so like after a session, it's like, yeah, good luck telling your partner about this. Tell them what you did. Go right ahead. So think about that if you want to. Like, say tomorrow you feel miraculously better. How are you going to explain that? Think about that. That will give you anxiety. Okay? Or think about something coming up in your life that gives you anxiety. But what I want you to do is get your anxiety level up to where, like, you want a drink of alcohol, a cigarette, gum, or some big pizza.
Chocolate is ruled out.
Yeah, chocolate's comforting, but it gets you a little higher, too. So think of something that brings you down.
How long do you have to take the vacuum? I mean, can you do it to get better, or how long does it take? Does it depend on everybody? It's different.
Yes, and I was, and well, I'll tell you, I have nobody in this room that's done this to me, but. So people will come sometimes to a private session, and they'll have three sheets of what they want to change in their life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, you know, it's an hour and a half, right? And so, you know, here's the thing. The question you're asking is under a perception that you will hit this magic endpoint. And as long as you are creative life force energy, which you are, there is no endpoint. So I can tell you that you could come five more times to Thursday night tapping and your life would be miraculously different. I could pretty much guarantee that because of all the feedback I get. Would you be done? No, you'll just want more. The people I work with consistently and regularly, like I have a Monday night coaching class, and every once in a while they'll be like, oh, you know, it's just not working this time. And I'd be like, really? How was your life a year ago? Oh my God, I'm doing so good. How was your life 5 years ago? Oh my gosh. But you're never done. So do you want to know when you could stop having anxiety attacks? Now that's a better question. Because there's a measurable answer to that. So what I'm going to show you right now, the first time you do it, you may need to do it. Okay, so you're a tough cookie. You may have to do it 18 times. Okay? And you'll be like, that Thursday night tapping bitch. But that's okay. Do it 18 times the first time. The second time, you only needed about, I'm getting between 13 and 15. The third time, you're going to barely hit a dozen. After that, you're going to start laughing. And you'll do it 2-3 times, and then you're going to come find me and hug me. Okay? So if you can persevere through the first times when you got to do it so much you feel like you're bruising yourself, I promise you it's just a few times. Okay? All right, so you ready? So when everybody got their anxiety up, or I made you laugh? Sorry.
You made me laugh.
I made you laugh. Laughing's not good for anxiety. After this, we're going to try to see an aura, and I bet you can't do it. Feel some anxiety over that. Some people can. Yeah, some of you already seen it.
Can you see it?
Not as well as I would like to. Sometimes I see it spontaneously, but I can actually play with the frequency enough to support other people in seeing my auric field. So after class, we'll play with the lights and do that if you want to stay and do it. Okay? But for some people, that's performance anxiety, right? I'm trying to help you and support you. Feel bad. Come on already.
Think of driving on I-10.
There you go. Spiritual boot camp when you get in your car. You get to practice everything spiritual. Patience, forgiveness, intention.
Do you have any books to recommend?
Got a list.
All right. Well, if you can't get anxious with this clowning around, just remember this. All right, you ready? Under the eye. 7, 8 taps, collarbone. Few taps, 7 to 10 taps, under the eye. So if you have a friend who's in intense anxiety, just do this with them. If it's really intense anxiety, it takes more than once. But after you do it a few times, it's cumulative and you just don't need it as much. Okay? And then what we're going to do is the 9 gamut. So if you see where my ring finger and my pinky, if they come down into a V, this is the 9 gamut, this spot. Right? So the easiest way for you guys to do this is put your hand on your leg. And you're going to tap right there. Right? Bring your head so you're looking at me. Pretend I'm holding your chin. And I don't want you to move your head at all. So just tap right here. Ready? Eyes open. Eyes closed. Eyes open. Hard down right. Come back to me. Don't move your head. Hard down left. Come back to me. Don't move your head at all. And keep your head very, very still. And do a big circle with your eyes. And do a big circle the other way with your eyes. Now everybody hum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now hum again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Under the eye. Collarbone. Under the eye. And one more collarbone. Okay, that's 1. So the first time you're in a full-blown panic attack, if you catch it before you hit full-blown, you won't have to do it 18 times. But I'm pretty sure you have to do it a few times. But let me tell you what happens. You clear and clear and clear. It's like layers or pressure. The second time, you're only going to do it about a dozen times. The third time, you're going to do it less. Fourth, fifth time, one time through, and you're good. And then all of a sudden, you're like, when was the last time I had a panic attack?
Is it just any time you start feeling anxious even a little bit, you can start it?
Yeah, and it'll benefit you. And if you can't remember it, if you email me and say, give me that anxiety thing, I'll send it to you. Yes?
I saw Jerry Craig's video where he basically does an overview and he does all the different points and like, and he said, you know, even though I, I completely am myself. That's pretty much the same thing that we're doing this.
Yeah, this is just a shorthand version that Paul McKenna with I Can Make You Skinny from Britain, he discovered that if you do this algorithm, Gary Craig studied with Dr. Roger Callahan, who's known for thought field therapy, TFT. And with him, you have to learn very specific algorithms, and you can't just teach anybody. Gary Craig paid $10,000 to go study with him, and Gary Craig thought, well, if you just tap them all, everybody can learn it and do it. So Gary gave us this amazing gift. But Paul McKenna, here, I'll tell you the story so you know. So a woman has a son, and she divorces her husband because he slept with her sister-in-law, her brother's wife.
Even though my husband is a jerk.
Yeah. Well, so they have a kid together. So she had to see him all the time. And she started eating chocolate by the pound. She was killing herself. And Gary, Paul McKenna has got a program called I Can Make You Skinny. And in it, he's just tapping. So he has her on the show, and he teaches her this algorithm, which means a specific tapping sequence without the words. Where Gary, you tie in the words, and you can tap everywhere. It's not very specific. And she said, well, at first it looks stupid, but who cares? And then I love it. You see her looking all healthy and skinny again. And she goes, oh, my husband's still a jerk. I'm just not killing myself over it. So it doesn't get rid of the reality, but it gets rid of the response that's negative that would hurt your health. And a panic attack is hurting your health a great deal.